You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Collaborators at several universities are testing a new faith-based smoking cessation method around the tradition of Ramadan and Muslim culture. Studies show Muslim men have high smoking rates, and this study seeks to implement a cessation method for the next Ramadan. I spoke to Abdullah Della Kalantan, doctoral researcher at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences, to find out more about this project. I started by asking what the role of religion was in quitting smoking.
So religion is supposed to be a motivator for whoever follows their religion to quit smoking. And in Islam, smoking is forbidden. According to many countries that declared smoking as a prohibited behavior. But still, there are some Muslims who believe that smoking is only discouraged. And that may be the reason why they're still smoking. So the role of religion supposedly is to prevent and encourage Muslims from smoking.
What does phase one of your study involve?
So phase one involves the qualitative interviews. So we are interviewing Muslims who are above 18 years old and who used to smoke or are a current smoker of cigarettes and shisha, which is water pipe smoking. So we want to know and explore the reasons why they smoke and the challenges they face when they quit smoking. And we want to know their views on the role of faith in quitting smoking and in their smoking behavior from their perspective, of course. And then lastly, we want to know their views and opinions about developing and delivering a faith-based smoking cessation intervention during the month of Ramadan.
What does phase two of your study involve?
Phase two involves developing the intervention with religious leaders. And then, so the intervention will be informed by the results from the qualitative study and also informed by feedback and comments from religious leaders. So the role of religious leaders is actually to give us feedback on the religious messages, which are going to be informed by the Quran or the Sunnah, which is the Prophet's speech. So the Quran and Sunnah will have messages to Muslims that encourage them to stop smoking. Also with the religious messages, there's going to be health messages. So we want to religious leaders to just check if our use of religious messages is appropriate or not. And then developing the intervention, which will be trialed in a feasibility or a pilot study during Ramadan, next Ramadan, 2024.
Why did you pick Ramadan as a time to test this faith-based cessation method?
So from previous studies, we found that Ramadan is an opportunistic period for many Muslims to quit smoking. So there are multiple studies that showed Muslims' willingness to quit or reduce smoking during Ramadan. And one big reason is the spiritual, you could say spiritual environment that Ramadan brings. And Muslims try to be good Muslims during that month. They want to increase their worship. They want to get rid of bad habits. But also, there is a spontaneous reduction of tobacco consumption during Ramadan because during the daylight hours, they are not allowed to smoke. So there is a spontaneous reduction. And so implementing the intervention in Ramadan, we assume that it will help them reduce or quit smoking. And so our, like you could say, the intervention is to help Muslim smokers reduce or quit smoking during the night time.
Now, I saw you were working with some other universities. What schools are those?
So other universities is the University of Umm al-Qura or Umm al-Qura University in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca. And we have a co-super, I have a co-supervisor there. And also University Malaya in Malaysia, and I also have a co-supervisor there. So actually this study is carried out in two countries, New Zealand and Saudi Arabia. So we have done phase one in Saudi Arabia already. We have interviewed Muslim smokers and ex-smokers, and we've conducted a workshop with religious leaders through which we developed a library of messages, the text messages that we want, that is the component, the main component of the intervention. And we're going to do the same in New Zealand. So initially we wanted to do that in Malaysia as well, but we thought that was too ambitious and we might not have enough time and resources to do three countries.
Were there any interesting results from the study in Saudi Arabia that jump out at you?
Yes. So from the qualitative study, there is an indication, or you could say an preliminary evidence, that many smokers still smoke or started smoking because of peer pressure, and because smoking is normalized in many societies in Saudi Arabia, so that's how they started or initiated smoking and still smoke. Gathering with friends is a main reason to smoke and continue smoking. But also there are factors like the price of tobacco is very affordable in Saudi Arabia, although they increased the taxes on tobacco products, but many still find it cheap and affordable. And then other reasons include stress and family issues in Saudi Arabia. But of course, we can't generalize these results. It's an indication.
That was Abdullah Dilla Kalan on a new project to help Muslim smoking cessation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.